Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy with me for the entirety of the 10 o'clock hour, as he is every Thursday. Is this continuing, by the way? Limits didn't know. Are you going
to
be with us on Thursdays?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to Craig after, but yeah, I think so. I hope so. I enjoy it. I love coming in.
Yeah, it's been great. And who knows if Pomp will be here on a given day. So, right? Limits, you can't ever tell.
There's our new Bob drop every time he's out.
I love it.
That's what you will hear.
And if I take a shot at him, you got to go with you, dog, you. Yeah, every single time. Tyler, it's been a huge week, obviously. The Penguins changing the direction of their franchise. We talked a little bit about Mike Sullivan. Let me ask you, if you were Tyler Kennedy, head coach, and you were interviewing for all these openings, tell me where the Penguins would rank for you and which one you'd take. You have, and I'll give you a little primer here. You have Chicago and Anaheim, and they both have tons of young talent that hasn't come together but could gel any minute now. You have the Rangers, who probably have the most talent of any opening, a great goalie, but also, I think anyway, a high implosion factor where the GM could be out after this year if things go south again, even though he just signed. You have the Blackhawks, Ducks, Rangers, Flyers, Bruins, Kraken, and Canucks. You get one job. What do you think is the best job for you as a head coach?
Wow.
It's a tough one, ain't it?
I have to say probably New York.
Really?
Yeah, I think New York has the right pieces. I just think, like, you know, after last year was a disaster, kind of what happened, everything. But the year before, like, I think, the Miller, the Chorchecks, the Panarins, like, they have those high-end pieces. I think if they added a couple more, they can be a contender. They just need to be a coach. Obviously, coaching in New York is, like, one of the best things ever. You know, you're in New York City. Like, that rink has so much history. There's so much going on. Like, that's like a bucket list, I would think, for an NHL coach.
Would you take it if you were Tocchet?
Yeah. Yeah, I would, because I think Tocchet's more suited for that team than our team, and with the Penguins, you know, and
why? Because they're closer to winning.
I want someone coming in that doesn't have any relationship with Crosby, Malkin, Letang, or anyone on the Penguins. Tox does, and you can say, oh, he knows how to push their buttons or how to get the most of them. But well, a guy that doesn't have, you know, a guy that doesn't have a feel on the organization or any players, like, it's a trial base ice time. You know what I mean? Guys, yeah, are going to have to put their best foot forward, because you might have a guy like Evgeny Malkin playing on the third line if he doesn't start off well with a new coach, because he needs to prove himself, even though where it might be a little different with a Tocchet, right? Tocchet might be like, ah, it's Malkin. You put him on the second line. But I think that'd probably be the best bet for Rick Tocchet. But the best place, one of the best places to play in the NHL is hands down Anaheim.
I think they've got enough young players. I think they had 7 really young guys as regulars and talent.
And talent. And imagine living in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
That weather out there is like, the only thing is like, you got to make big money. You got to make an extra $1 million compared to here.
Yeah.
Right. Just to cover the taxes.
If I'm Sullivan, by the way, it's Anaheim or Chicago for me. Because I do think that those are two young teams that at some point, it may not work out for either, but it's trending in that direction where you walk in to a ton of young talent that you can mold.
Right.
That you can mold.
And I think they're willing to give a guy like Sully a long-term deal, a 5 or 6 year deal.
Right.
Guaranteed. So he's like, he has some time to play. He's getting big money guaranteed. And again, I've never seen an Anaheim player or anyone actually playing in LA, Anaheim, San Jose, not smile, because it is like the best living I've ever seen. You leave the rink, you know how we go golfing?
Yeah.
You know that feeling just before you go out and it's sunny and you feel good, your flip-flops? They get that going to the rink. It's the best. And that's why I think that's such a good attraction. Then you look at the team, you have a young core. I think they have some money to spend. You know, that's a great place to play. Chicago, not a chance. I don't care if they have Bedard. Like that, I just feel like there's such a turnover. The whole, even the players are in turmoil. You don't know what's going on. Like, Chicago's great, but I just don't, it's not attractive to me, you know?
Well, it sounds like you'd be, if you were coaching and you had your choice, you'd be going to Anaheim.
Oh, I'd be.
Or New York.
I'd be a great candidate for the Pittsburgh Penguins, to be honest. You want to talk about a guy that knows how to push guys' buttons and know, like, I think I'd be great. When you look at the best coaches that ever coached, they weren't first-line coaches. They weren't first-line players. They weren't superstars. What were they?
Grinders.
Yeah. Grinders. Because you know why? We had to learn a game a different way. We had to see the game from everyone. So that's what I had. I didn't.
You putting your hat in the ring right now?
I should. I think I'd be a great coach.
We may have a headline here.
Yeah, well.
Do you imagine our weekly conversations with Pittsburgh Penguins head coach? Tyler
in my office?
Be gigantic.
In my office? There? No, I'm telling you, I think I would be a great coach. I know how to motivate guys to run through the wall.
Believe me, I hear you. Do you think the Penguins are better off with one of these veterans that moves from job to job?
Nope.
A college coach, a junior coach, an assistant coach somewhere? I don't know if you have a name in mind or not, but at least sort of what kind of coach would be best here?
Definitely not a recycled NHL coach. There are certain NHL coaches that have been recycled, like, you know, the Lindy Ruffs guy, like those guys. I don't know how they keep getting jobs. You know, I know they've been around, but this NHL, the new systems, everything, even the players, how to talk to the players and all that. It's not like that old school. Some guys need to be like punished and like loved and all that. And other people have to be hard on them.
Yeah.
Like, I think a college coach that's been around younger guys, or an AHL coach that's developed guys to play a certain way to be successful, is what you're looking for. A guy like the guy in Denver, that Carl, or was it
Carl? Yeah.
Carl, I think he'd be great. I think Jay Pandolfo, Jay Leach, those guys, because again, what were they? They weren't all-stars. They were third and fourth line guys that had to figure out a way to stay in the league a long time. And those guys, if you're still doing it and you've been around the whole situation, and when you have guys like that, what I do like, and I think even for myself, you know what Evgeny Malkin, you know what the presence Sidney Crosby and those guys have, and how you need to treat them, because you got to treat them a lot different than you treat the third and fourth line guys.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, I just think they demand respect. They have a presence. Like, you got to come in there very confident. But again, I think a guy that knows how to develop the second piece of the Penguins, that is going to be huge. Not the core guys. They know how to play. They won Stanley Cups. It's that next generation of, all right, you need to do this for us to, for one, you to get points. Because I think a big problem with the Penguins this year was secondary points, secondary scoring. You know, like, they needed more guys besides Crosby, Raquel, and Russ putting up big points. You need everyone pulling the rope. So when you think of that, you need a guy who's going to be able to develop those guys. And when I think of a coach that I always thought was one of the best was Dan Bylsma. He's the guy that taught me how to play the pro game to be successful and how to get more ice, how to get more points, because he was doing it with me in the AHL. He was doing it with guys on the top line, the A. And then when it came to the NHL, it was the same thing, just a different line. So you're looking for a developmental coach who's coaching in the college, OHL, AHL, maybe not OHL because that's a different game, but the AHL and college would be the guy, or even an assistant coach in the NHL would be another good option.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, let's pretend you're in an interview with Kyle Dubas.
Yes.
What would you want to know? Like, for me, top of the list might be that number 65 guy. He has 2 years left on his deal. Can we make that sooner? Can you get rid of him sooner? That would be one thing. What would top your list that you'd want to know from Dubas before you took this job?
What are your wants this summer? What are you looking to do to add to this team? Are we staying stagnant and trying to see the process through next year and then start rebuilding, or are we starting to add pieces, and what kind of pieces?
Is that what you would want?
Yeah. Well,
I want to add now and go for.
Well, I would want to see what Kyle Dubas is thinking. Is he like, what do you think this team needs, Kyle? I know what I think this team needs.
Well, what would you think the team needs? Do you want him to go for it now or be patient and the long-term sort of rebuild?
I think you got to wait another year, in my opinion. But what throws everything off is the three core guys, because they're getting older. I don't know if you can wait another year, but I think you need a top six power forward. You need a tough guy on the fourth line, and you need to figure out that defense. You need to have, like, you got to figure out Graves, right? You got to figure out Carlson. Like, are they in the equation or not?
Right.
Because if they are, like, I would have a really short leash. And, you know, I think Kyle Dubas said, you know, he had a real good conversation with Carlson saying, hey, you're saying one thing and doing the other on the ice. Like, that's not going to work. Like, is that like, hey, if you don't do it the right way next year, you're sitting on the bench. But I don't know, you know, because if I'm a coach and he's turning pucks over, like, I'm sitting him, you know, because when a young guy sees a guy with a long leash getting away with it, and Dan Bylsma had a very clear, like, hey, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, not Sid, because Sid would never do it, but he'd go, Mel, you're a different player than Malkin. Malkin's allowed to turn pucks over. It's because he's getting 25 minutes a night, and he's not doing it consistent. You're not allowed to turn pucks over. If you do it, it might be by accident, but if you do it consistently, you're sitting. You're out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Where a guy like Malkin, it was different. It was like, hey, Gino, you know what? You don't have to beat a guy one-on-one every time. Do what the third and fourth line guys. Chip it in, go to work. Because you know what? If you see a third and fourth line guy chipping it in, you know how much respect and how everyone's going to feed off that and everyone's going to get excited because maybe one of the highest skilled guy in the game is chipping a puck in and going to work. Guys respect that. So there's like different ways to coach different guys. But that's what I'm asking Kyle Dubas. Like, what do you think we need? I think we need a top six power forward. We always need a tough guy because if I see one more guy punch Sid and no one jump in, I'm going to jump through the window, you know? And yeah. Then our we haven't got to the goalies yet, but I think it's going to be a dogfight in training camp. I'd like to see how that one plays out. But those two would be the big questions for me going into the meetings.
Well, hopefully we'll be talking about this more next week. Appreciate the time, Tyler. Kyle Dubas said, I think he said, may go to June with this decision. So yeah. They're going to be talking to a lot of people, and we're going to have a lot of hockey and a lot of Penguins off-season stuff to talk about. Appreciate it, man.
Always fun. And, you know, when he's saying he's waiting to June, that means there's someone on a really good coaching staff.
Could be, yeah.
That's going really far in the playoffs that he wants to interview.
Right. All right. We'll talk to you next week. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Coming up, Big Ben had some very interesting things to say about Aaron Rodgers, about Will Howard, and maybe, just maybe, about Malzi. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Coming up.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Seth. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.